Joining us on the hotline right now, he is the quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes. He's Steven Montez. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great, buddy. Appreciate you taking a little bit of time for us today. So I'm assuming that you are ready to get back to football.
Oh, most definitely.
Now, you know, this you know, you're going into your junior year here. You know, you were the full-time starter last year, had a lot of playing time the year before. As you go into now your third year and now at the helm of the offense, what is different from, you know, when you first began your college career to now?
I think something that's different is just my knowledge of the game, just how much film I've been watching and how I've been studying and how I've been applying it to my daily just practice and throwing routes and doing all that, and just trying to become a student of the game is the biggest thing that's changed.
Now, Steven, you guys won the South Division 2 years ago, struggled a little bit last year.
Yeah.
What is your expectation going into this season, and what are the most important things for you and for the team to improve on? Do you feel like you've got a shot to win the division this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that we always think that we have a shot to win the division. That's our goal, and that's what we strive to do every year. And I think the biggest thing this year that we're going to need to change is just our mentality, and just kind of after the 2016 season we had, we kind of got a little bit complacent. And I think that it caught up to us last year, but I mean, this year we need to kind of get that hunger back and get that dog mentality back in us, just to just give us a little chip on our shoulder, give us a little edge.
Now, Steven, you're a pretty big guy. You know, we're talking right now on the phone, Steven Montez, the quarterback of Colorado Buffaloes. And, you know, you're a big dude, 6'5", 230. At least you're listed as 6'5", 230. You know, I'm not going to get into, you know, if the weight is accurate. But 230 is a big dude. I know I wouldn't want to have to tackle you. So, you know, you're a guy who's, you know, you've got some mobility. You can get out of the pocket. You can make things happen with your feet. Do you consider yourself a dual threat quarterback? Do you consider yourself a mobile quarterback? Or do you just consider yourself a quarterback and, hey, when I got to put it on my feet, I just take off?
Yeah, I think it's more of that. I think it's more of a, if I got to do it with my feet, then I can do it with my feet. But if I don't need to, I choose not to. I choose to throw the ball. I want to be a quarterback.
Who is – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, you know, this year, you know, you're going to have some different pieces in the offense that you're working with. Who are some of the guys, you know, bring our listeners up to speed here? Who are some of the guys they should be looking for with you in this Colorado offense?
I think someone that you really need to keep your eye out for this year on the bus team is Juwan Winfrey. He's a receiver out of New Jersey, and he's the real deal. He's pretty cold. He had a pretty big game against USC last year.
You're looking for, so he's one of the guys that people should keep an eye on. That, hey, when you guys start breaking out this year, that's where it's going to head.
Yeah, exactly. Juwan's going to have a big role, and we're going to obviously have some other guys that can play ball. Laviska Shenault can play. Katie Nixon, Jay McIntyre is a returner, who's a senior. He's been known to make big plays when we need them. Kavion Anto could play, and then just also figuring out the running back situation with Kyle Evans, Bo Bicherat, Alex Fontenot, and Trayvon McMillan, who's a transfer from Virginia Tech. So I think we're going to have a lot of dudes that can make plays, and then obviously our offensive line is going to be tough this year. I think they're going to be better. So, I mean, I think things are looking up, things are looking good. The offense should be pretty solid. So I'm very excited about it.
He's Steven Montez, quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes. He was, you know, you're ranked as a top 25 player in the conference. What is a successful season for you this year?
A successful season for me this year would be to win games, pretty much. Win the South, maybe win the Pac-12. That's my goal.
So
that's our goal too, as a team. That's what we're waking up early in the morning and lifting and running for is to have a shot as a unit to go play in that Pac-12 championship game and hopefully win it. But right now, to be honest, we're focusing on fall camp, we're really not even focused on that far down the season because, I mean, who knows what could happen. But right now we're focused on the fall camp, and we're going to ultimately focus on Colorado State, which is our first game.
Is there something going on in camp, something that you guys are putting in, something you guys are doing differently that is the focus of everything you got going on right now?
I mean, camp hasn't started yet, so I'm really not sure if we're going to do anything different this year around. I know we have a few less practices than we have in previous years, but I think it's going to be pretty much the same thing, just preparing, getting ready for that first game.
Steven Montez, quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes, Pac-12 Media Day today. What's the strangest question you got asked today?
If I was reborn as an animal, what animal would I be? That's probably the strangest one I've gotten.
Because, you know, that totally makes a difference in whether you're going to win or lose bowl games. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was a cool little question. Keeps it interesting for sure.
Steven, wish you a lot of luck this year. You know, like I said, you've been ranked as one of the top 25 players in your conference, so we know that you can go out there and you can ball. I know a lot of this year, as a junior this year, lots going to be on your shoulders, but pretty sure most people think that you can handle it, and looking for you to have a really terrific season. Good luck to you this year. Good luck to your team, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again later on during the year.
Most definitely. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Steven Montez, quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes, with us on the hotline. As you know, 2 years ago, they won the Pac-12 South. Last year, struggled 5-7. This year, you know, Montez is a guy who is, you know, a lot of high considerations for him. A lot of people like him a lot. You know, not only just what he does throwing the ball, but the fact that he's a guy who can use his feet. He can get out of the pocket. He can cause problems for defenses as he leads the Colorado Buffaloes offense going into this season.